Come on!
Oh shit, Giles, we got a tank track!
Whoa!
A single glance told Giles that the crude slot hacked across the roadway was wide enough and deep enough to bury the wax front end past the axles. The impact slammed Giles head first into the driver's op slit. As the star flash of concussion inside his skull faded, he opened his eyes. The world around him started to spin violently, and his vision began to tunnel in. Gritting his teeth, Giles fought back the waves of dizziness and nausea. To black out now meant capture, and capture meant death. He shifted in reverse. The wag's rear drive wheels dug in, and it jerked back a foot or two out of the ditch. Then something on the undercarriage hung up, and the engine stalled.
Damn it!
Come on, Giles! Move it!
You all screwed up big time coming this way!
They've got nuke and armor-piercing bullets! These guys aren't some damn hicks like Shabazz said!
They got Billy! Oh, fucked him up big time!
Well, I ain't down here, no sir!
Giles, get us the fuck out of— Oh, shit, duh!
Should you hear anything?
There's two guys out there. An M60 each. Periscope shows there's nothing behind us but empty road.
Think we can run for it?
There's cover all over here. We might take him out with a lucky shot.
Or they just chill us. Chill us like they did Billy.
Wait, where's Shabazz? He's supposed to cover our asses.
Bastard double-crossed us!
That's just like Levi to do that. Ah, they're just a bunch of triple-dim scumbags with no wags, he says. We'll just roll right over them, he says.
Shit, on the roof!
Out! I said get out right now! I said get out of the wag right now, or we'll set it on fire!
Fucked! We're stone fucked!
Well, shit, I don't want to burn to death in here. I'm coming out! Don't shoot! I got no blaster!
As Giles exited the wag, he raised his arms high in the air. He realized with a start that the odds against them had been much worse than he'd been led to believe. The bastards popped out from behind the boulders on either side of the road. There were 40 or 50 of them, all ages. From stooped whitebeards to skinny kids no more than 10 or 12, as he looked from face to face, he noticed a striking similarity in their features. The squinty set of the eyes, the patterned baldness of the males over 20. He also noticed that all of them, even the kids, were armed with a heavy-duty auto weapon. And there were five of the armor-chewing M60 machine guns carried by the biggest of the men. They wore homemade clothes, sewn from pieces of olive drab canvas, repaired many times with patches. Most of them had ratty canvas boots. Some of the younger kids were barefoot. Giles figured that there wasn't much point in telling them that the recon wag meant no harm. His crew had been the ones to open fire first. He looked back over his shoulder, down the road, to the entrance to the pass below. Three of the inbred bastards lay there, sprawled face down in the dirt. And Trader Shabazz was still nowhere in sight. Jonathan and Hammerman joined Giles outside the wag.
Any more in there?
You guys chill, the only other one. He's dead, we're it.
Let me see his body. I said, let me see.
Hammerman climbed back into the wag, then reappeared.
This is Billy. He's no threat to you with half a head.
Good. Now, all of you, step away from the wag. You come here to rob us and rape our women and girls.
Giles couldn't tell how old he was, but he looked like he still had plenty of muscle to him. His yellow-tinged, straggly white hair hung to his shoulders, and he was as bald as an egg on top. A plastic-sheathed badge hung on a leather thong around his neck. There was a color picture on it, too small to make out. The wheelman looked over the clan's prized clutch of stocky, waistless females. There was a sameness to them, not just in body shape, but in features as well. They looked like droolies, cross-eyed and slack-mouthed. Most of them were pregnant, even the 12-year-olds. Giles shuddered to think how young those cherries had been picked. As he looked over the men, he wondered which were the fathers, brothers, or grandfathers.
No, you got us all wrong. We aren't robbers or rapers. We're just trying to find a way over the mountains. Thought the road here would get us to the other side. Look.
Don't you move.
Okay. The chilling down below was a mistake. We're real sorry about it. But I figure we're even, since you killed our poor Billy there.
Don't work that way. This here's holy ground. Been that way since Skydark. And ever since, we Palmers been on watch in this gorge, doing our duty, guarding the spirit in the mist with our lives. Now, when you come up the road in that wag, you violated a sacred place.
The leader stepped a little closer, and Giles got a better look at the badge around his neck. The laminated plastic was badly discolored. It had to be pre-apocalypse. At the top, big red letters said, TOTCON, for Totality Concept, which meant nothing to Giles. Under that was a name, Captain Paul Palmer. Giles squinted at the 2x2-inch photo. The young man's grim, narrowed-eyed visage resembled to a remarkable degree the living, angry faces that surrounded him. Giles realized he didn't know anything about these people, and up until a few minutes ago, he wouldn't have cared.
We guard and nourish the spirit, and spirits got to be watered with warm blood of trespassers.
Maybe there's something else the spirit needs, or something that you people need. We got access to blasters, gas, ammo. It looks like you could use some new boots. Maybe we can make a trade in return for your letting us go.
Giles, you're just a wheel man. You can't make...
Shut the fuck up.
Spirit in the mist gives us what we need. From the beginning, it has provided everything.
Hey, man, you mess with us and you got Trader Shabazz to deal with.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. Now, he's a triple mean cold heart, and he'll come back in here in full force. Men, wags, blasters, he'll skin you alive and leave the meat for the wild dogs. Now, if you want to keep on doing whatever the fuck it is you're doing here, you better think twice before you do us any more harm.
Your backup wag turned tail the minute we opened fire. Your crew's watching us from just over there.
Giles followed the leader's pointing finger to the forested ridgeline opposite.
If there was a halfway good shot among them, I'd be chilled dead by now. Don't seem interested in saving you from the spirit, nor in avenging you neither.
When the wheelman caught the flash of sunlight on a lens, his heart sank.
Shabazz, you dirty lying fucker.
Bring along the dead one, too. His blood's still warm. He can help serve to fill the belly of the spirit.
Two men standing beside the Whitebeard grabbed Billy by the heels and started to haul him up the road at a speedy clip. At gunpoint, Giles, Jonathan, and Hammerman were forced to follow the flopping dead arms and ruined head as it bounced over the rutted pavement. The narrow road cut had been dynamited through granite bedrock. High above the sheer-sided channel were densely forested slopes, and above that, a blue sky streaked with thin white clouds. Those same clouds hid the mountain's peak from view. With 50 guns massed at their backs, there was no way to escape, nowhere to run. Giles and the others marched uphill, walking into the gusts of frigid wind swirling down from the summit. After they'd climbed about a half mile, they saw a number of foot-wide quartzite rocks lined across the road ahead. They were neatly spaced, a border of some kind, laid out carefully by hand. A short distance beyond it, the road appeared to come to a dead end in a wall of granite. Behind them, the clan of savages had spread out from one side of the road to the other, their guns at the ready. The wheelmen scanned the way ahead.
Don't see any spirits. No mist to speak of either.
Giles knew that didn't mean much. Inbred for better than a century, probably born addicted to some kind of loco weed, these Palmers no doubt had their own peculiar way of seeing things. Perhaps the spirit in the mist was just a figment of their imaginations. As they got closer to the line of rocks, Giles searched the pavement between that border and the spot where the road ended in the cliff face. There was nothing out of the ordinary. No pools of blood dried on the tarmac, no bone fragments scattered about. Of course, that didn't necessarily mean anything either. In a place as wild as this, there had to be scavengers that could easily carry off a man's head or hindquarter. The clan's people herded them right up to the line of rocks.
All right, we're here.
Where's here? There's nothing but dirt and sky.
Shh. Probably best not to raise a stink right now.
Yeah, well, I think I fancy raising a fucking stink right about—
Spirit of the mist! Awake!